our favorite home improvement expert, Tom Kreitler, you know, from the podcast The Money Pit, also author of My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. It's a money pit, but it's our, we love our money pit. I mean, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. For us, it's a term of endearment. You know, I mean, sure, you know, it's a house that you've got to constantly invest in, and it takes a lot of care and feeding. But heck, so do our kids, right? So, you know, it's something that we really love. We love caring for. But what we try to do on the Money Pit is help you be smarter about how you spend that money and get more out of it.
Right. And just maintenance is the key to a lot of this, right? Maintaining it.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, these days we've been doing a lot of cleaning because of COVID. And there's something, though, that you may not know about that. And it's something that I've been studying up on a lot. And that is this: to fully decontaminate a surface, to fully kill germs and bacteria, the experts at the CDC and manufacturers, major manufacturers like Simple Green, tell us we should be cleaning before we disinfect. They say CBD for short, and the reason is because germs can hide underneath the dirt. So you would want to use a cleaner like Simple Green's all-purpose cleaner to clean the surface of visible dirt first. This gets rid of the dirt, the dust, the grease, the food, the fluids, and then after that, you can apply a disinfectant to kill bacteria and viruses that can hide underneath. And I think if you think about it, the fact that the disinfectants are harder to find today makes us even more important, because we've got plenty of cleaners, so we should be using those. And then we can use the disinfectants on top of that. We won't need as much of it to do the job and keep those counters perfectly clean, those other surfaces.
And you always have to, I know we don't read directions, but you always have to make sure whatever you're cleaning, especially with a lot of these things that relate to the germs, you got to make sure that it's okay for the surface that you're cleaning it on, right?
You're absolutely right, and there is a term called contact time or dwell time to be aware of, and it's in the fine print of every disinfectant you might use. And it talks about how many minutes that disinfectant has to sit on the surface in order to be effective. You know, when we spray surfaces, we typically grab the towel right away and wipe them down. Not a good idea. Generally, you want to leave it on there damp so that it has a chance to work.
You also have to find that what they call inconspicuous area or whatever that is, that place where you're never going to see it, but...
Yeah, you know where that is? That's underneath the mixer and the coffee pot on the counters, right?
Right.
But you really got to pay attention. You do have to be aware of the technology. You know, we're all celebrating the holiday season now, but I want to tell you there's another thing that we should be concerned about when it comes to safety, and that is that this is also the fire season, because right now carbon monoxide and fire monoxide incidents spike in the winter months, and half the time, half the cases are due to a lack of functioning smoke alarms. So be aware of the age of your smoke alarms. Make sure you're replacing them. There's new technology on the market that keeps getting better and better. First Alert has one out. It's called the Connected 2-in-1 Smoke Carbon Monoxide Alarm. And I like this because, first of all, it's battery operated. Secondly, it works with the Ring Alarm Security Kit and other Z-Wave apps. So if you've got a Ring camera, if you've got some other security apps, this device will alert with that, connects to your phone, so you're notified of any fire or CO emergencies, whether you're home or away. And for folks that have older homes, which is most of us, we have our money pits, it doesn't require wiring. So it's wireless interconnected, so that, you know, once you hook this up, if one goes off, they all go off. So if you have one on each level of your home and one goes off, they're all going to go off. And if you have the interconnectivity, it will show up on your app.
Let's talk about keeping ourselves warm in our home and other things. I realize that there's some new hot technology and hot water heating. Or what's that about?
Yeah, there is. You know, what are we always concerned about with water heating? Two things, right? First, that we're going to have a hot shower in the morning. And secondly, that it's not going to leak. Well, there's a new water heater out from Rheem. It's called the Gladiator Water Heater. It has built-in 360-degree leak detection. So it finds leaks, large or small, inside or out. There's two systems that work together. First of all, there's a system called LeakSense, and when you look at the water heater, it's like a band around the bottom of it, and it detects leaks. And then if it does detect leak, there's the leak guard. It's a valve that automatically shuts off the water supply to the water heater. So this is important because this is going to limit the leak to no more than 20 ounces of water. You will not get the whole tank empty out on your floor. You will not get everything your water supply has to serve to you empty out. It will absolutely shut down that leak automatically. And the system also has a built-in Econet Wi-Fi technology that lets you monitor the leaks, adjust temperature, enable a vacation mode, and it even tells you how much hot water you have so you'll never run out mid-shower.
I thought maybe it would limit the amount of hot water, and that, you know, right away it goes cold. Time to get out of the shower.
Right? Yeah, like an early warning. Now, wouldn't that be darn convenient? Maybe in the next edition.
That's
right. And speaking of warming your spaces, we're all looking for a lot of space these days, and the basement's a good place to find that space. It tends to be damp and cold, but I'll tell you what, if you fix it up, you will love your basement, and the best place to start with that is at the floor. Now, there's a product called the DryCore Subfloor Panel. This is a subfloor that goes on top of that cold, damp concrete, and it has air gap technology. So these panels sit just above the floor, and as they do, they protect against moisture and mold and mildew. They keep the basement floors dry, they're comfortable, they're cozy. In fact, they feel as much as 15 to 20 degrees warmer once those panels are installed, and they're also more comfortable to walk on. So that's a great way to finish a space that's generally untapped in a lot of our homes and have it remodeled, renovated as a family space, a home office, a gym, whatever you like, plus get a great return on investment at the same time.
Tom, who are these people thinking up these ideas? It sounds like, you know what I mean? It seems like, who's focusing on the basement floor? I don't understand, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's a great untapped space. I mean, you think about it, most of us that live in areas that have basements are not using them because of the expense of remodeling them. But, you know, we have folks around the country that are just putting down these dry core subfloor panels alone, not even putting up walls, and find that now they've got a place that kids can go play their video games or a dance studio or a gym. You know, you can use them as is, or you could put your finished floor right on top of it.
Where do we find out about some of this new stuff? Because if you have a home, you kind of have an idea, or you grew up in an, you know, how things are done. Where do we kind of get into the new technologies that we can actually get the best savings and also the best, I guess, products that are out there?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have posts on all of these products on our website at moneypit.com. The dry core you'd find at Home Depot and Lowe's. I know the Rheem Gladiator is available at Home Depot. First Alert detectors, they're available everywhere. Amazon, you know, retailers nationwide. And as is Simple Green.
Have they come out with a heated driveway? We just got about a foot of snow last week, and I'm just trying to think, there must be something that's already in the works out there for that sort of thing.
Well, that's been around actually for a long time. And in certain places that have, you know, that kind of severe weather, they do have heated driveways, but it's expensive to run. You know, I mean, it's like, think about it, because you got to usually heat hot water and then run it through a coil that's underneath the driveway, or electric, even worse. And that's really, really expensive to do. You're better off treating the services like we do now.
Yeah, and get the neighbor kid with a shovel and give him. What's the going rate? $20? $25? I haven't figured that out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Those kids are getting pretty expensive these days.
They
absolutely,
they're smart. Sure they are. Tom, well, the entrepreneurs of the future. Tom,
there you go.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day. Nice holiday.
Tom Kreitler joining us this morning from themoneypit.com with some great information. This heated driveway. It's been around a long time, he says, probably.